Believe it or not, summer is almost over. So we're starting a series of segments this month on how to get your kids ready. We're starting with tips on how to make the transition to school easier.
And joining us is Ann Dolan, former Fairfax County teacher, president of Educational Connections Tutoring. Welcome back, Ann.
Well, thank you so much.
What is the first thing that you should do to make sure your kids are ready to start the school year?
First, find out if there are any assignments that are actually due when school starts. You know, in June, teachers often assign summer homework. It might just be a book that your child has to read. So be sure to check in with your child, check the school's website, and make sure there's nothing that still is lingering. The second thing is start setting that alarm clock a little bit earlier as school starts to creep up, maybe that last week right before school, a half hour earlier every day.
Many schools offer open houses before the school year starts. What's your advice on attending those? Are they worthwhile?
Absolutely. That's the number one thing you can do that week before school starts is to go to that open house, especially if your child is in a transition year. And that's when they're starting middle school, which is either sixth or seventh grade, and then again for ninth grade. And the reason is that kids are often very stressed out with all grades, but especially those, because they're worried about how are they going to fit in? Will they like the kids in their class? Will they know people there? Which classes do they have with their friends? Parents, on the other hand, are more concerned about academic progress. So you can really decrease your child's stress by getting their schedule, having them walk the classes from room to room so that they know exactly where they're going. Where are the bathrooms? Where is the lunchroom? Who might they sit with at lunch? Those little things make a huge difference that first day of school.
Any final tips for us?
Well, certainly. You know, one of the things that you also want to do is touch base with those teachers at that open house and find out how are grades reported, how is homework assigned, and how can parents get that information so with their child they can check in on that homework portal on a regular basis with their child, usually about once a week, to make sure that everything is on track.
All righty. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
That's Ann Dolan, former Fairfax County teacher and president of Educational Connections Tutoring.